nobody I can compare to him. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by looking at one of the key matchups in Sunday's game between the Eagles and the Denver Broncos, tackle Lane Johnson going against former Defensive Player of the Year Von Miller.
I saw it in the offseason. Von Miller's the best guy I've ever seen on tape as far as quick twitch, getting off the ball. There's nobody that can really compare to him. So I got my work cut out for me. The defense line, they're really good at stopping the run. They're just well-rounded, and they play hard. They got really good linebackers, really good secondary. They're going to play a lot of man coverage. So they're everything that they say they are.
Yeah, I think their whole defense is underrated. They're a really, really good defense. He's a hell of a player in his own right, but they got great players inside. Across the board, you really don't see a big weakness.
The Broncos have the number one defense in terms of yards allowed and have been known as one of the best units for years. The Eagles are number one against the run and have one of the best third down defenses this season. Sunday could very well be a game where the defense has to step up and take charge.
You know those guys are going to come in ready to play, and show what they're worth. And I think we're going to be ready to do the same thing. More than anything, we just want to prove that we have the best defense in the league.
We feel like we want to show ourselves, if anything. We know what we want to put on tape. As far as continuing to show the league what we can do, I feel like we've been showing. We just got to continue to grow and get better as a defense each week. And that's our goal. We're really not focused on showing the league this and that. The league going to see it. And at the end of the day, they're going to see it. So we just go out there, man, and continue to play with controlled chaos. Everybody swarming to the ball and making plays, and we just feed off that energy.
The Eagles have scored at least 20 points in each game this season. In fact, they've done so in 12 consecutive contests dating back to last season, the longest active streak in the league. Denver, meanwhile, hasn't scored 20 points in a game since its Week 2 win over Dallas. The Broncos turn to Brock Osweiler at quarterback, and the Eagles will be ready.
He's towering over everyone. So, even when there's people around him, they're all at his shins. So, he's still able to make those throws. He's still able to throw over the top of people. You get your hands up, he still can complete passes. But, I think it's about – just getting to him and being effective at the point of attack.
Yeah, tall guy, strong arm. Definitely can sling it, real gunslinger. And he's smart with the ball. Doesn't make too many bad decisions with the ball in his hand. So we got to be able to, pretty much get some pressure on him and make him uncomfortable in the pocket and not let him get comfortable, because he's very dangerous when he gets comfortable in the pocket.
Make sure to check out Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless, featuring John Clark, Mike Quick, and Ike Reese, who will bring you the best X's and O's preview of Sunday's showdown with the Broncos. Head coach Doug Peterson meets the media Friday at 10:30 a.m. We will carry that press conference live for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.